here's what, this one is long, but you know, this one might be good because it's this looks like this is a guy talking about his relationship with his wife, and this might be another one where we find just an incredibly evil guy from Reddit. This one is called "A Fat Second Wife," wow. Which is the name of my novel set in Victorian England.
Can we get Barnes and Noble bestseller? Please? Trope reveal.
Second fat wife trope.
Second wife trope. My wife has a friend of hers. Since they've been growing up, the two have always been bigger girls. Since the pandemic quarantines, we've been hanging out together. That's not what you do during a quarantine. The three of us.
Since the quarantine started, we've been going to really crowded rooms and breathing on each other.
Yeah. The three of us, consistently but intermittently, we started getting more and more physical in front of my wife, and just like bumping into each other.
just like blocking for her while she runs around.
Yeah. Yeah. Tackling her. Playful pushes that revealed how deep her belly went.
Oh. What? Did you say like jabbing this girl's sides in front of
yeah.
my wife? I'm staring at her the entire time.
That belly went deep as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back massages when we were hanging out too long, and Naomi just couldn't take it. Oh, I'm glad you used her name, man. I will never forget the softness of these rolls.
Nice.
One time, she was talking about
me
how
in the damn supermarket.
Yes. Yeah. Me at the bread store.
Yeah. Me at the French bakery. Especially
well,
when
this
the woman baking them is fat as shit.
With
my girlfriend's rolls. One time she was talking about how too big she was. We started messing around and I gave her a piggyback ride in front of my wife. That is very Hold on. Gave her a piggyback ride in front of my wife and mother-in-law.
Wow.
My logic was that if I can pick you up, you aren't too big or heavy, just a little fluffy at best. Jeez. I will never forget how soft her inner thighs were.
Missing
her tummy and chest. Yeah. And wait, hold on. I will never forget how soft her inner thighs were while her tummy and chest rested against my back and neck. Everything jiggled, and I held onto her thighs tightly to reposition and find my balance. I stood with another 300 pounds on me. She wasn't heavy by my standards, just around 325 at the time.
Jesus Christ.
But she was taller and wider than me, yeah. But she certainly had a good 120 pounds over me. This guy's like...
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, holy Gus, shit. How good is it? Yeah. Gus, what's the equivalent weight of like carrying a fat woman around on your back in front of your mother-in-law?
It's just
I don't have a good comparison point. I mean, like 325 is about what I squat. So
yeah,
okay.
Like it's serious weight.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah,
I always like when fetish guys are telling these stories and they go, "I'll never forget." Like. How soft this fat woman's thighs were. Like, you imagine them in hospice, like, telling their grandchildren they've lost all lucidity, being like, and then I felt her belly on my back, and it was so awesome, because it was freaking huge, and it went, boy, all right.
Yeah, all right, goodbye, Grandpa. You're looking up at the fat woman, and you, like, grab her stomach, and for whatever reason, it's the same texture as the thing Fantastic Four. It's just harder than iron.
Imagining these guys, like, squishing someone's belly and making it like look like a mouth to talk with it while also jacking off.
Yeah. It just looks like Jabba the Hutt. Okay, wait. But she was taller and wider than me. That's a great way to describe someone is wider than you. And she certainly had a good 120 pounds on me. Still does, actually. My wife and I talked vigorously about Naomi. And it escalated to the point of even talking... even taking her on as a second wife.
That's okay. Just... Hey, I think I'm gonna make that woman my second wife.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, okay. But this conversation never made it to Naomi's ears until 2022. At the end of 2021, Naomi had taken a break with from us until February or March of 2022.
Damn, dude, I wonder
what happened.
Why.
What happened? I need.
It was the.
He sent her like a fucking basket of flowers with the message, "Want another piggyback ride?"
It was the special military operation that that Putin initiated that made her come back. What had started that the grain prices went up globally and she had to move back in. What had started that break for her was that during our last conversation in 21, I was very honest about the effects of her home, work, and social media and school life that distract. Oh, wait, sorry. Okay, this is a fucked up sentence. I was very honest about the effects of her homework, social media, and school life distract her and work against her.
So you just walked into this, like, this woman you're giving piggyback rides to, and it was like, hey, before I want you making me my second wife, I want you to know that your job is dog shit, you're stupid on the internet, your house sucks, and I hate what you do in school.
Yeah.
Okay. anyway, can I smell your belly?
Yeah. Wait, this is a great one. Okay, I'm very
honest. Can I make biscuits on you like a cat?
Yeah.
speaking of biscuits.
can I sous vide the steak in your rolls? I think my last one's done dry, is done soaking in there. This is an area that I am normally, quote, soft in. But because my wife...
I don't want to hear this guy say soft again for the rest of his fucking life.
But because my wife and I were considering her as an intimate family member, we wanted to break that ice and enter an even deeper level of communication.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I guess...
What are you talking about?
I'm surprised that they had to break that ice and that she didn't break it already by walking
on it. Hey, Naomi, we just want you to know, you're a family member to us.
Yeah, you're a family member.
We consider you a niece or a nephew, a fuckable nephew.
By virtue of being so big and fat, you are now my nephew.